Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Final whistle goes at Anfield, and it's Liverpool 1, it's Tottenham 1. And although Liverpool do go back to the top of the Premier League table, it is not the result they wanted, really. Liverpool needed really to win to keep massive pressure on Manchester City. Now it means Man City, we're basically asking somebody to beat them or them to slip up in two different games. And Errol, I'll be honest, that feels unlikely at this point. The lads give it their all. It just wasn't quite there tonight.
It wasn't, mate. And it's hard to take that, to be honest, because there was a lot of that, especially from that first half. It just looked like we had a lot of control without really looking overly threatening. And I thought, yeah, I'm confident. We've started well. They haven't came out of the block. They haven't looked like they've got too much. I know that they can get in, and you can see what he was trying to do, but they hadn't really built up any real patterns of play. They hadn't really had a big period or phase where they'd put us under pressure and turned us around. So for that reason, I felt like going into second half, we'll be sound. Come out the second half, we looked like we was getting a little bit more movement. The ball was getting moved around a lot quicker. Thiago was starting to come alive. And then all of a sudden, we just went flat. And in that moment of going flat, we kind of gave them the incentive to say, go on then. Yous aren't going to go for it. We will. And it's literally a hoof. They hoof the ball. There's an overlap, an overload of two players to one. Kane does really well. He draws Trent in. He pulls away from him. And then he just bides his time and just feeds it into Sessegnon, who then just puts it on a plate to Son. Very unselfish of him. But that's the Conte way. That's what he's there for. Those fullbacks are there to provide that extra overloaded space down the side and to just play the ball back in across the box to somebody who's making a run. They got it spot on. And then from there, you always felt like it was going to be an uphill battle. You always felt like Liverpool were going to be against it because we struggled to really get in behind or create chances, penetrate them when they had at 0-0.
Jürgen's trying to
rouse the crowd a little bit, yeah.
Jürgen's trying to do it. Like I say, that was the...
You've got to still be proud. Like, there's a lot gone into this season, do you know what I mean? I mean, it's so hard to say five margins and one game derails it. Like, it will feel that way for a while now because of how close or how far into the season we are at, and you know this is the last stretch. But there have been other accumulating factors. It's just crazy the fact that Tottenham Hotspurs have taken 6 points from City and they've taken 2 points from us this season as well. Had we have had, you know, more out of these two games, we'd be sitting pretty at the top of the league.
It's fine margins. Like I say, it's mad in a world where you can draw a game against a top side and it feels as devastating as it does, but that's where it is. It's like I say, Liverpool, it's mad because you go top of the league and yet you feel disappointed because, like I say...
You know what's coming, don't you? You know what you're up against.
Expect a Manchester City, you could maybe get them to draw a game. Getting them to lose a game feels like a bit of a stretch. But hey, hope that's the world we live in at this moment in time. Like I say, if I bring the Premier League table up now for those who are wondering what that situation does for the table, Liverpool, like I say, go to first place on 83 points, but with 35 games played and just a plus 64 goal difference. Man City plus 63 goal difference, 83 points as well. But that's the key one there, is they've only played 34 games. Liverpool now needs somebody to beat Manchester City in order to have destiny in their own hands. And again, that feels like a stretch at this point in time. Liverpool are going to be up against it for that to happen. Like I say, you can be proud of these lads, really, really proud.
Yeah.
But also, you can be critical of some performances today. And I just felt like maybe it was one too far. I don't think Trent had a particularly good game. I don't know if Mo had a particularly effective game in the end. He saw a lot of... I don't know. There was a few times where it just didn't quite click at all. And in a seat, we need a perfection almost to get on the run that we've been on. We've won game after 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 game. But it just felt, I don't know if it was legs running out or what it was. And I think, by the way,
they set up perfect.
Credit to Spurs. Yeah. Spurs defended really well. The setup was really good. They kicked our nuts on the break. And yeah, like Marky, no mate, with the two pants, he says there's a reason no one's ever done the quad. It's really, really hard. Liverpool, listen, you should not be disappointed if, you know, Champions League finalist, another final to go, one trophy in the bag, it's still been an excellent campaign. And listen, what will be in the title race. If it isn't a quad and City win the league, fair play to Manchester City. They'll deserve that medal and they'll deserve that trophy as well. It's just...
they won't. They won't deserve it, though. That's the sad thing. Points accumulated, they'll deserve it. But in terms of who's been the best team this season, there's only one team in everybody.
I think this room...
We just... In this point now, and that's the only point I'm going to be really critical, when you get this point to it, and you've got to just win everything... And then if by you winning everything, it's not good enough, you can turn around and say, fair enough.
I suppose,
but
mate,
like, you're not taking, lad. They played out from the back several times today, and normally our press would have had them off at least two or three times.
And we did. We just didn't capitalise on it. That's what I was going to say. I think Liverpool, in this run that they've been on, have been the best side. But, you know, we were playing catch-up. Yeah. City got off the block. That's the advantage you get. If you start fast in the Premier League and some, you know, chasing's hard, you've got to be faultless. And that's where we found ourselves today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I thought, Liverpool weren't that bad. There was a couple of lads today who would be looking at themselves going, I maybe could have done a little bit better. I don't think Robbo will be particularly pleased with his defending for the goal. He finds himself in a bit of a no-man's land. I don't think Trent will be particularly thrilled with his performance as well in general. I don't know. It just felt like
ineffective. It's weird how those two defenders there are right back and left back. It wasn't like they was overloaded time after time after time and put under pressure. Didn't think Trent, from a defensive point of view, played that bad. It was just what we expected from going forward was awful. And then Robbo getting caught out from a defensive point of view, it's not like him. So it. Maybe, you know, someone put in a chat before, Robbo might have needed the rest, and maybe he was just mentally fatigued more than anything else, because he seemed like he was up for it very early on, and then it all just fizzled out. Alisson, there's nothing he can do for the goal. I think we're at sixes and sevens when they do play that ball over. We're not set in any sort of defensive shape.
It's basically a bit of hoof up the pitch, and Harry Kane's touch is brilliant. And once he controls that ball, we're in trouble. And Sessegnon does well. Son, he's in goal scoring. No, he's very much in the golden boot race for a reason. They've got good players, Tottenham. I thought they defended really, really well. Liverpool give it their all. There was no lack of effort from the Reds. You wonder just if there's a bit of legs issue with Tog game after game after game. The only thing I'm surprised about, for the vibes, is that it wasn't Divock coming on, it was Naby. That did surprise me, really. But again, someone's got to play in midfield. I get that he can't play, you know, what are you going to do, play six up front or whatever, I get it. But I thought maybe that was the only thing that could have done. But I just, how you feeling, man? Bit dejected? Proud combination?
Again, we didn't give up. Like, we could have went out there 1-0 and we could have got beat 1-0 and that could have been the end of it. But, you know, we didn't give up. We came back. We fought back in the game. We got something out of it. But ultimately, it's probably not going to be enough. And I look at it as a case of what we didn't do enough up until the point that they scored. Afterwards, I love the effort that we put in and I love the desire and I love the desire from Luis Diaz, whether that goes down as his goal or not. I love that. However, when you look at the first 60 minutes, as much as you could say, yeah, we controlled it and we looked like we was the better side, we didn't really have much bite to us. There wasn't really any killer punch. There wasn't a killer blow. There wasn't really any sort of clinical edge to us at that time. And I think that's something now where we've said for, you know, weeks gone by, it doesn't matter whether we blitz a team in the first 20 minutes or the last 20 minutes, we've got that 20-minute period about us. But we need to now start getting up to that gear in the first half. We need to start saying, regardless of whatever else happens, we want to put in 20 minutes in that first half. You know, you got 45 minutes there, 15 to 20 minutes of that should be heavy metal. That should be what Klopp and he's installing into these lads. It needs to be free-flowing and heavy metal. It needs to be relentless. The press needs to be intense. We need to go at it. And then we can manage the game thereafter. But there wasn't enough of that for me today.
No, it was disappointing. It was disappointing indeed. Like I say, Liverpool 1, Tottenham 1. We will be back very, very shortly. Errol will be in the studio with the Fan Reaction Show. So head on over to the socials now. Get your thoughts in on the Twitter. If you are a YouTube member, you can be in the live chat for that one. And if you are one of our Club Legend Discord members, again, Errol can read your guys' comments out too. I'll be back with a player rating show after that over at the board. So again, do come and join me for that one. If you're not watching this or listening to this live, that'll be out on YouTube, hopefully by the time you've listened to this. And then streaming later on Red Men Plus will be the instant match reaction. We'll have a good old sit down, a good old chat about what that game meant in general, what went right, what went wrong, and where we are in the bigger picture of the title race. Errol, thanks very much, man. We did our best. We gave it as best as we could, just as Liverpool Football Club did. Liverpool are top of the league. They did only draw a game, but such is the relentlessness of this title race. We are all feeling quite dejected. Come and help pick us up over on the other shows later. Until then, I'll catch us all soon. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.